to round off this month's Naked Genetics, it's time to explore another quirk of evolution. This week, I've taken the decision to shrink myself down and jump into a pond, because I want to get up close and personal with perhaps the toughest group of critters in the animal kingdom, tardigrades. The tardigrade can grow to around half a millimetre and usually lives on a diet of algae, small invertebrates, and smaller tardigrades. A single litre of water can contain as many as 25,000 of them, and they're found pretty much everywhere. These organisms, sometimes referred to as water bears or moss piglets, were first discovered in 1773 by German scientist Johann Goeze. In 1777, Italian scientist Lazzaro Spallanzani gave them the name tardigrada, which translates to slow stepper. Me neither. Anyway, most people haven't heard of tardigrades because of their slow steps. They know them for being one of the toughest little guys out there. Let's run through the accolade list for those who aren't aware. Tardigrades can survive 150 degrees Celsius, which is about the same temperature as the surface of Mercury. They can survive 0.05 Kelvin, a whisker away from absolute zero. Longer term, they can survive minus 20 degrees Celsius for about 30 years. The average tardigrade can survive pressures of 1,200 atmospheres. For some comparison, the toughest, sturdiest human being alive might be able to survive 4. Some of these tardigrades can even survive 6,000 atmos, which is roughly 6 times the pressure of the lowest point of the Mariana Trench. Gamma rays are produced in the most energetic parts of the universe, such as stars and supernovae. Humans have harnessed the energy of gamma rays in the medical field in order to sterilize equipment. Gamma rays are very good at killing things. A dose of 5 to 10 gray, the unit of absorbed ionizing radiation, could be fatal to a human. A tardigrade can withstand over 5,200 of them. Now, a quick side note, tardigrades can't be considered extremophiles, as an extremophile is an organism that would actively choose to live in a harsh environment. Given the choice, a tardigrade would happily curl up on a wet bog and venture nowhere near a volcanic spring, in the same way that, if needs be, I could probably do upwards of 5 press-ups, but if you asked me to, I would jump in a volcanic spring. Anyway, all of this is evolutionary overkill. So how do they do it? Well, I'm really sorry to do this to you, but we're going to have to talk about some chemistry. The answer comes mostly down to how they retain their cell structure. The main problem with extremes of temperature or pressure or radiation is that it affects the amount of water you can keep in a cell. Water is vital to nearly all the reactions that go on inside cells, as well as retaining its structure. The cell dries out, cell functions stop, bad news. Intrinsically disordered proteins, named after my sleep schedule, are proteins that do not exist in one fixed three-dimensional shape. They sort of wiggle around. When the water concentration in a cell drops, tardigrades start to produce these IDPs, or already have some ready, depending on the species. As each cell desiccates, the IDPs inside them form an amorphous solid. The IDPs then become a glass-like structure, which maintains the shape of the cell without the need for water, kind of like those planks of wood that stop a cave from collapsing. Tardigrades actually protect themselves against drying out on two fronts. Not only do they utilize IDPs, but they also employ the services of damage suppressor proteins, or DSUPs. DSUPs are exclusive to tardigrades and might well be the real reason that they are so exclusively tough. They prevent the breakdown of DNA helices in the cell, and if a cell's DNA can remain intact, it can continue to code for IDPs and the cell can stay relatively functional, not unlike my sleep schedule. So, that's the tardigrade. Tiny, tough, and terrific. I'd wish them luck, but they don't need it.